Yeah, and then so she was defeated. She had been defeated by Moody and Kavanaugh, but in any case, she had not been elected. And I think there was still a kind of partisan sense or feeling around in Nevada over that, and the concept that, well, the Democrats had won the election, a Democratic nominee to the court had been elected, therefore, putting the Republican nominee in and having that person serve for 2 years was wrong. It didn't feel good. It didn't seem appropriate, at least to the Democrats. I read the Constitution, the statutes, very clearly that she was to serve until after the next election. And moreover, when this lawsuit was started, I seemed to recall that there was a constitutional provision prohibiting the court from removing a judge. And I looked it up, and sure enough, there it was, in so many words. The Supreme Court shall not have the power to remove a judge, period. Now, it seems to me that that language means what it says. If the people of the state of Michigan wrote that into our Constitution, we wrote it in for a purpose. And whatever the purpose is, clearly the intent of the people was that the court could not remove a judge. Now, this lawsuit then continued. Dorothy Riley was, to her everlasting credit, very quiet about the thing, didn't take a public position, tried to continue doing her job. I learned later through a number of sources that she was treated very poorly on the court, very disrespectfully by some members of the court, who did not keep her posted on things that were happening within the court and so forth. Though no one really challenged her right to sit on the court, the other members of the court didn't say, "You don't belong here, get out." But she disqualified herself from participation in the case that involved her. I can't remember whether she recused herself from participation in all cases or not. She may have for a while, though I'm not sure. In any case, that's a consequence. I can't tell you what triggered my decision to become involved. But something inside of me said, you got to do something. You got to do something about this. This is a travesty of justice. The court is embarrassing itself. The court was getting bad publicity and ink and so forth. I'm not sure now exactly of the sequence of events. But there came a time when the court heard this quo warranto petition by Kelly, the Attorney General, and decided by a split vote to deny the petition. And this occurred like on a Thursday or Friday, and the following Monday the court reversed itself and decided to grant the petition and issued an order ousting Dorothy Riley from membership on the court. I'm going to guess that that this is probably well into February, if not March or later.
February was it.
That year of 1983. I can't tell you again exactly where, at what point I became involved, but I remember that episode of the switch, change of decision on its own motion, was just another straw that breaks the camel's back as far as I was concerned. I embarked upon a public relations campaign or a public effort to try to generate popular opinion in support of Dorothy Riley and to create a public demand that the court reconsider what it was doing or had done.
Prior to that, you had appeared before the court and made a legal argument, did you?
No.
Oh, you had not?
No. I don't think so. I think I thought of that as... You know, I could be wrong about the sequence of things. Why don't you give me some hint here? I remember holding a press conference over in the state capitol, in which I said that the court was wrong in attempting to kick her off, or that the lawsuit was wrong. I can't recall exactly.